Shabbat Shalom. Welcome to the first Shabbat of 2020. 2020, it's the start of a new year, a new decade. According to the Chinese calendar, it is the year of the rat. It is also the year that every ophthalmologist has been looking forward to. Not only ophthalmologists, but many businesses and organizations have been planning for the past few years using the concept of 2020 vision to direct their new business models, strategic plans, and change processes. These 2020 plans are an attempt to clarify and better see what is ahead and all around us. Individuals as well are looking to take advantage of the calendar advancing. Gyms run big sales because they know we are all coming. Nutritionists wait for our diet question phone calls. And even libraries and bookstores are excited for the uptick in traffic. Meanwhile, Bitmojis, memes, and social media feeds are full of images and posts declaring this as my year. A year that is going to drastically shift our lives. We are smashing 2019 and jumping into 2020 with fresh eyes. All this energy and progress quickly scrolling out before us in bite-sized posts. It might be the cynic in me, but I highly doubt that these organizations and business plans will result in any massive revolutions, or that any single person's life will be uprooted and transformed in this new year. I mean, how many of us made resolutions that we have already broken just 3 days in? I'm pretty sure that nothing drastic has or is going to change in the 72 hours since the calendar flipped over. The only thing I have noticed is that I have to remember to write 20 instead of 19 when I mark the date on a form. Routines are already routinized. Fad diets fade away. Congressional representatives vote the way we expect, which is usually along party lines. Potential election possibilities are often drowned by the reality of prime ministers who are seemingly more powerful than they are corrupt. We are rarely surprised by the outcomes of things because change seems improbable, if not impossible. Ein chadash mitachar hashemesh. There is nothing new under the sun. Or, to put it another way, the more things change, the more they stay the same. If objects in motion tend to stay in motion and it's hard to teach an old dog new tricks, what hope do we have of making a new start, of adjusting course, of modifying our lives and the world around us? Can we really be so naive to think that just because our adorable Bitmojis are holding a stinky trash bag labeled 2019, that 2020 will be any different? Does a new year really mean that anything else is new? While 2020 is a new Gregorian calendar year, it's not the new Jewish year. We Jews already marked our new year of 5780 a few months ago with prayer, apples, honey, and the shofar. Actually, though, in ancient times, there were four Jewish New Years, 4 days of fresh starts, of changes to the cyclical nature of our world, 4 times of stopping time in order to mark it. We all know about the first of Tishrei, which is Rosh Hashanah. This head of the year holiday marks the anniversary of God creating the world. The first of Tishrei also served to mark the beginning of the civil calendar for our ancestors, measuring the reign of foreign kings, setting the sabbatical year and the Jubilee year. The next Jewish New Year is on the 15th of Shvat, Tu B'Shvat. This new year for trees marks a renewal of land and all of the gifts that come from the earth, Tu B'Shvat has become a minor holiday over time, where it is customary to eat fruit for the new seasons and say the Shehachianu blessing. The third new year is the first of Nisan, about which the Torah says, "This month is for you the beginning of the months. It shall be the first month of the year to you." This moment of new year and firsts connects to the Exodus from Egypt and the eventual birth of the Israelite nation. Lastly, we come to the first of Elul, which was used as a new year for tithing cattle. This was a reminder to count and account for one's livestock. We don't celebrate or mark all four of these days as New Year's anymore, maybe because we no longer tithe our cattle. But the fact that there were at one point four new dates in the calendar allows us to wonder and question, why would we need so many different dates? Why do we need to mark so many different moments, have so many chances at newness? Each of these 4 days had a different focus, some fiscal, some administrative, some social, and some spiritual. They allowed the ancient people to keep track of the different parts of their lives in specific times and ways, like a color-coded Excel sheet, or a calendar that tells you when to be at your child's soccer game and when to go to the doctor. If time is merely a way of creating divisions and markers through the course of a long journey, then maybe all of these new years, the Jewish and Gregorian ones, are an opportunity to pause. In a long and winding obstacle course, you have to stop at certain points to hydrate, to complete a task, or even to rest. And it is in those moments that you can see how far you have come, catch your breath, and even correct course if necessary. A new year doesn't mean everything will be new or different. It is merely a moment to remember that we are making slow progress towards our long-term goal. A new year is a checkpoint in the long game of change that we are playing. 4 Jewish New Years were simply a reminder that things move slower than we want at times, and change is incremental more often than it is drastic. The Talmud speaks about Choni the circle maker, a righteous man. One day, Choni was journeying on the road and saw another person planting a carob tree. Choni asked the person, "How long will it take your tree to bear fruit?" This gardener replied, 70 years. Choni asked the person, "But are you certain that you will be around another 70 years? To this, our planter replied, "I found carob trees in the world as my fathers planted them for me. So too, I plant these for my children." Trees take years to grow from seeds into structures that provide shade, bark, and fruit. So too, change does not happen overnight. Despite our best efforts to wake up this past Wednesday morning and change all our bad habits and get a completely fresh start, it will take time. We, like the trees, need time to grow, time to take in the nourishment around us, and time to discover our greatest potential. To make real change, we must plant seeds and continue to work on them. Rather than use our new year as a marker of big moments, we should use it as a time to reflect on the change that we have accomplished over many years. This is a long journey, and we might need a moment to check in to make sure that we are following the right route. 2020, I welcome you in with your goal of perfect vision and possibilities. May this be the year when our seeds become more than seeds, while still being patient enough with ourselves and our world to wait for the best and juiciest fruit. I am excited to see where the next many new years takes us. Kein yihi ratzon.